Think about all the things we encounter every day that are substitutes or a replacement for something that's real. Have you ever tried the imitation or generic brand of something only to realize this doesn't quite do it for you? There is a certain taste to something that's real. Welcome back to A Servant's Heartbeat. My name is Kristen. Our podcast is focused on growing in a relationship with the Lord and sharing our heartbeat for the kingdom of God. So for today's topic, we're talking about keeping it real. Think about how many times you've seen something maybe on social media or on the internet and have had to ask yourself, is that real? From our youth, we played with fake things and pretended that they were real. We had play money that looked real. We had a fake toy sword that made us feel like a real deal ninja. Or as we got older, we desired real things, but were only able to obtain the imitation. We couldn't afford real leather, so we settled for the imitation pleather. Mama wouldn't buy the real Jiffy peanut butter, so we had to settle for the taste of something generic. But after so many generic imitations, substitutes, replacements, you reach a point where you're tired of settling for what's less or the fake version of something, and you long for something that's real. Now, those are material things, but what about things that aren't material? People spend tons of money trying to find real peace and real love, but are they real or just another substitute? A vacation spot will use those buzzwords like peaceful, calm, joyous experience when encouraging you to come to this hotel, cabin, or resort to rest and find peace for your life. And boy, that sounds good, but you get there only to slowly realize I still don't have the rest and peace, fulfillment, contentment for my soul that I'm looking for. I want something that's real. But is this real? I've tried looking in this direction for hope or that direction for real peace, but still nothing real. We're living in a time where the lines of what's real and true are becoming blurred with what is fake or a substitute or a replacement for truth. Sometimes it can be hard to tell the difference for the person that may not really know God. Things of faith can appear to be uncertain or questionable. This happened to me. As someone that really didn't know God, I walk into an apostolic church for the first time, and things are happening, y'all. People are running the aisle, shouting, worshiping, praying, weeping, things I really didn't understand. So yeah, I asked, is this real? Is what's happening in this church service real? Is everything he's preaching about real? When he's talking about that hope, joy, peace, and the Holy Ghost, is that real? I have to imagine that as Jesus walked this earth and he was the talk of the town, that somewhere along the way, somebody wondered, is he for real? Did he really do that miracle? Did that really happen? And here we are 2,000 years later, holding the very book that records the miracles and wonders that he did. But even as we read that book, have you ever thought to yourself, is this real? Did that really happen? And maybe the better question is this real to me? So that's our focus from here, despite how long you have been living for the Lord. No days, one day, or 1,000 days. Is this real to me? Is it still real to me? We don't have to look around too long to realize that we are living in a world that is going through real hurts, real pain, and extremely real difficult situations. Every day, we encounter people that are really hurting, and perhaps you feel like you are one of those hurting people. So let's look at an example of something real. Acts chapter 3 lets us know that Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, and they saw a certain man whom was laid daily at the gate of the temple. This man had a real problem, right? And this man, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked for alms. He was asking for something. Maybe he was asking for just enough to get by. Maybe he was asking for just enough to eat and to survive. And if any of you have ever felt in a lame situation, you know, a situation that has you so low, like you can't get out of the pit or you can't get up from where you're at, you may be asking for alms or asking for just enough to get by. But what you really would like to have is to be out of that situation. Maybe you've heard about Jesus and the miracles and wonders that he has done, but is all of that real? Can he really do something in my life? Can that really happen for me? Somewhere in all of those questions and wondering what's real, we could end up settling for less than the real answer. Just enough to get by through life and not life more abundantly. So Acts 3 and 6 continues, "Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee." In other words, I don't have money or something generic or a replacement or something artificial or something just for the temporary, but let me give you something that's real. Beyond just a temporary fix, beyond just temporary relief, beyond just getting by. And here is what it is. It's in the name of Jesus. So going back to our question, is this real to me? And if it is, can I give someone something that's real? Verse 6 continues, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, real strength. No substitute, nothing artificial, no imitation, just the real power of the name of Jesus. And he leaping stood up and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Think about that lame man. That was a very real experience for him. Immediately, this man got up from such a low place in life. He was healed, and then he got up leaping and praising God. As amazing as that experience was, that was one moment. And while that very real moment could have been the catalyst to jumpstart this man following the Lord, having a relationship with God, this man had to keep it real for his walk to stay real with the Lord. There had to be a continuation. So let's apply this to you and I. When did all of this become real to you and me, and is it still real? While receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost was a very real and necessary experience, that initial experience alone is not what makes it real to me. That initial experience alone was one moment. As Pastor says, the Holy Ghost isn't a diploma saying, "I've arrived," but it is a birth certificate. That birth certificate can begin to initiate a real relationship and a real change, but I've got to continue in it to keep it real to me. So first, relationship. Not just one moment, an initial experience, but continual moments with the Master, daily encounters with him where I intentionally work on closing the distance between me and him. I'm looking for things that are becoming a hindrance, maybe things that are drawing me away from God, because I want to draw nigh to God so that he will draw nigh to me. Something oh so very real awaits those that will set in their minds, purpose in their hearts to seek after the Lord, not seeking a routine, not seeking after a certain type or name of a religion, but seeking a real relationship with the Lord God Almighty. We mentioned this earlier that sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between what's real and what's fake because those lines are becoming blurred. So to somebody who may not really know God, things of faith can appear uncertain. If this truth, this walk with the Lord, if this faith never becomes real to me, I'm missing something. Think about the many times we read about thy faith hath made thee whole, or thy faith hath saved thee. If I lose sight of what's real, I'm losing sight of what's really going to take me home. I need this to be real to me, and that comes through relationship, Time with the Lord is time well spent. The second is change. We've talked about this verse before, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ sounds like the beginning of a relationship. So if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Become new. That's real change. So being in a relationship with him in Christ brings about a lasting, real change in a life. I'm not the lame man at the gate anymore. And as that change continues, you and I, my friend, have something that continues to be real. And that's the word of our testimony. If I lose sight of what's real, I could also lose sight of my testimony. Lord, help me to remember. Help me not to forget. Psalms 103:2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Lord, help me not to forget the low place that you found me in and you brought me out of. Lord, help me not to forget how you took a nobody and are shaping and molding them to become somebody for your kingdom, a vessel that you can use. Lord, help me not to forget about the many times that you proved to me without a doubt it was you. I couldn't do those things on my own. I knew that it was the Lord. Lord, help me not to forget about the very real encounter where immediately an addiction was taken away. Lord, help me not to forget about the service where it hit me that I had no money and there was no gas in the tank. And somebody came up to me after service and said, "Hey, I want to follow you to the gas station," not having a clue what was going on. But oh, it was perfect timing. Not my timing, not their timing, but God, it was you. Lord, help me to not forget about the times where a door of opportunity closed with a no, only to show me that you had a much greater yes. What makes this real to you? At what point did you realize it's a walk of faith? It's not based on a fable or something imitation or something artificial. My Jesus is real. I have evidence in my life, not past tense. There is present evidence in my growing relationship with him, and he is changing me for the better. In a world of artificial, a fake, of substitutes, my God shows himself to be oh so very real, and he desires for us to know him, not just for ourselves, but to make him known. Oh, to get a hold of this realness for ourselves, that we know, that we know, that we know, that this truth is real. The love of God is real. The grace of God is real. And it's real to me. It's not just something I read about. This is real to me. There's no replacement or substitute for this. Our confidence in a very real God can have such a huge impact on the Lord's harvest. When we can tell someone, "Silver and gold have I none, but let me tell you about my Jesus." So, let's keep it real, not by routine, not by the rules of a religion, but by keeping a very real relationship with the Lord God Almighty.